employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2022-2023, it's even more daunting. Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic and focus on both the clients and the candidates to make lives better. The company's motto of getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important or challenging. Currently, over 334 jobs are open on their website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, manufacturing, information technology, and mortgage and banking, keeping both the staff and candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what Palmer Group can do for you. What they really can do for you today is we have the Director of Mortgage and Banking and Admin and Customer Service, Amy Voken-Luder. Amy, how are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
We're doing great. We're extremely good. Happy to have you on. As
yes,
always,
I'm happy to be here.
Well, so are we. We always have to start. Austin Palmer was a mentor to me, and he won't like that because there's not that much difference in age between the two of us. But such a great guy. And David Leto and just everybody at Palmer Group, you included. It's a great company. Such a great company that they actually hired my son as well, which makes it even nicer sometimes, because it's not the easy, but Palmer Group can make it easier.
That's right.
So as always, we try to get a little bit of information about you. How long have you been at Palmer Group?
So Austin was also a mentor of mine. I've been here 16 years. So I was able to work with Austin for the first several and work with your son as well. He started out on one of my teams. So been here a while.
And that is kind of the people that have been there. That's the good part about Palmer Group. I mean, people stay and to do what you guys do, to be there for people on both sides, makes it very intriguing. You have the director part of having in mortgage and banking and admin and customer service, four different groupings that have a lot of openings in the state, in this country. How is filling jobs going for you right now?
Yes. Well, it's a little wild and crazy, but fun at the same time. Being here 16 years, obviously I've seen the market shift up and down, and this is one of the hottest employment markets we've had, which is great, right? It's great for us. We have a lot of opportunities when candidates come to us and say they need our help. We can provide a lot of variety of opportunities for them in whatever discipline they're interested in. So it's challenging to keep up with the demand. But at the end of the day, we're helping more people find rewarding careers, which is what we're all about. So we love it.
When Scott and I, when we're in here doing our sports show, we love talking about Palmer Group. And one of the things that we say is, with this being the job market that it is, and there's a lot of jobs out there and money is out there and all those things, not having a good resume is not a good idea. Not understanding how to answer questions in an interview and understanding why they're asking you the question to see what kind of answer you're going to give. And that's something that you can help with. That's something that we're not teaching that in college. That has to be learned somewhere. And you guys are giving a great step up for these people that are coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we definitely hope that we can help every candidate we meet find employment, but that's not always the case. So if we can't find that right opportunity, we definitely can give them advice that's going to help them, find it on their own. So that's going to be helping with their resume, interview tips and tricks, just navigating, how to apply for jobs with, a lot of them are apply online, or some jobs now you have to submit a video interview. I mean, there's technology's really changed the way you apply for positions, and sometimes that can be overwhelming. So we try to break that down, and really every candidate walks away with some career advice. Like I said, whether we ultimately find them a position or we don't, we at least, we're able to give them some valuable insight on how they can improve their job search.
Once again, we're talking to Amy Voken-Luder, Director of Mortgage and Banking, Admin and Customer Service for Palmer Group. Scott and I will readily tell you that we have faces for radio, so we don't want to do video.
Yeah.
I want to. And the really funny thing is we're both old school, and I think people will say that we can talk to anybody, so we want face-to-face.
Absolutely.
And think that's the best way, but that's, you're so correct that that is not the way things are happening anymore. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Amy, Amy, it's Scott.
Yeah, hi.
How does the, I guess, the scale... when you look at it, is it more that you're approaching the people looking for jobs? But I know you work also hand in hand with the people looking for people, correct?
Correct. Yes. So we do both. So we, you know, the way that we're structured is we have account executives that really, you know, our role is really to develop those strong relationships with hiring leaders, executives, business owners in the community to find out more about their companies and their culture and what positions they're looking to fill. And then we have account recruiters that are primarily working with the candidate pool and the candidates in the market. Both those candidates coming to us and the candidates we're actively trying to find and get in front of. And then we work together to make that match. So when that candidate comes to us and says, hey, I'm looking for a position in mortgage and banking, then we have those established relationships with mortgage and banking clients in the area where we can determine which opportunity might be a good match for them and get the candidate in front of those hiring leaders.
Excellent.
So we kind of, yeah, we're kind of in the middle to make those connections.
So you've been with Palmer Group for 16 years. Have you done in different departments, or have you focused on the one that you're currently in for a long amount of time?
Well, I've done a little bit of everything in terms of starting from the ground up, starting as a recruiter, which many of our tenured staff, that's how we all got our start, which I think is the best way, kind of learn from the ground up. But started as a recruiter, moved into a manager role, an account manager, and then been a director about 7 years. But that whole time, I've primarily worked within the mortgage and banking industry, and then added the admin and customer service about 5 years ago to my group.
Being in the mortgage and banking part of it, being in Des Moines, Iowa, probably isn't a bad thing.
Correct. Yes, yes. Lots of, you know, and even to expand that to financial services, if you will, mortgage, banking, insurance, kind of that financial services umbrella, definitely a hub here in Des Moines for those types of roles.
Yeah, it's, I mean, when you see and you've seen how much they've grown. I started working at Allied Group Insurance when I got out of college in 1984, and where it is now being nationwide and everything, it's so amazing how big things have become. And I have a senior getting ready to graduate from Iowa State, and I tell him how different it is now because of all the things that you have to be able to do, but it's not socially. You know, it's not the talking and all that. You have to know technology before you can go into the job market.
Mm-hmm.
How big of a hurdle has that been for you guys?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, you know, we really, the candidates that come in and already we would say are tech savvy, that really can pick up technology quickly and, you know, maybe don't have specific experience with whatever software program that company uses, but they just have an aptitude or a knack for technology, they're going to hit the ground running a lot faster, and hiring leaders are really going to get excited when they hear that candidate talk about their technical aptitude. But at the same time, you know, there are candidates that haven't used the technology as much in their employment history, but they're open to learning and training. And one shift in our market that I've really liked to see is we've got some really great business owners and hiring leaders that are willing to invest the time in the training and, you know, let's bring on good people, and then we'll figure out what they need and really customize a training plan to help them be successful. So we've got a lot of great partners that do the right thing in terms of if somebody needs a little more training in the tech space, they're willing to bring them up to speed.
I think that's really important too, that the understanding of if that company puts a little bit of what I will consider to be love or happiness into, hey, we want to train you. We want to help you. We want you to learn what we're all about, because I think you get a lot of that in Iowa exclusively. A lot of places are family oriented, even though we're not family, we're family oriented.
There's a reason they call it Iowa Nice.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yep.
And it gives you a greater opportunity to move up and down in companies to where you want to go. They understand the fact if you want to start a family. They understand if you don't want to start a family. They understand things a lot differently than if you're going to a big city that just want to hire this person and we're going to give you all this work and make you work 120 hours a week and that's it. That's the nice thing about it. And you give them that upper hand by knowing a lot of this beforehand and being able to make that connection.
Right. Yeah, 100%. I mean, some of it's been out of necessity that companies have had to, you know, open up the what they're looking for on paper, if you will. You know, in the past, we could find a candidate that had these five things in their background and this many years of experience. And that's tougher when you have lower unemployment like we've had and you have a tighter candidate market. But like you said, Iowa hiring leaders and business owners are going to do the right thing and say, this is a great person. You know what? We're going to help them get these skills and abilities so they can be successful and not screen them out right from the get-go, which was more common, you know, maybe 5 years ago or so when the candidate pool was more open. So it's been a good, you know, the lower unemployment is tougher for people like us that do hiring, but it's been good to get companies to consider that flexibility.
Once again, we're talking to Amy Vukenluder, Director of Mortgage and Banking and Admin and Customer Service. In a typical week, amount of people that you see come through your area or I guess in a couple of ways, jobs that are open out there in your area and then candidates that you have that you're moving through, how big a number is that?
Sure. So with my teams, we probably have anywhere from 60 to 100 positions on the admin and customer service team open at any one time. And then mortgage and banking is probably around 40 to 50 positions open at any one time. Candidates, I mean, it's not uncommon just for my team to see 200 plus applicants in a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a lot more than I thought. That is, I mean, I always thought you guys were amazing. Now I'm going to have to come up with a different word when I'm talking about you guys. Go ahead.
Well, I hate to be the one to ask the hard charging questions, but I've heard some things that have gone out there. Were you part of the persuasion group that got Andrew to do the one chip challenge by chance?
I was not. I kind of wish I would have been. I see the little sign he has or trophy or whatever on his desk that he did this one chip challenge.
What a trophy, too, by the way. Yes. He is my smart one, too. Yes, that's the bad thing about that.
My takeaway from that is it sounds like you have a wonderful work environment and people really get along.
We do. We have the work hard, play hard, and it's great. You know, it's what we do isn't easy, but it's super rewarding and we have to make it fun as well. So yeah, we like to play hard and, you know, have fun outside of work too, and just kind of celebrate each other. And it's great. It's fun.
Yeah.
So being a sports talk radio show, we always got to ask, so is there anyone in particular Saturday or Sunday that you're going to sit down and watch?
Well, can I throw out a shout out for Friday? We got the playoffs coming up.
Absolutely.
So my husband is a coach at Johnston.
Oh.
So I got to throw it out to my Dragons. They made the playoffs and yeah, looking forward to that Friday night.
Wonderful.
But you know, we're a divided household. So Saturdays are interesting in my house. I'm an Iowa fan. My husband actually played for Iowa State. So he's an Iowa State fan. So most of the time we go our separate ways. I have to admit I've been to Ames many more times than Iowa City this year, though.
That's the same way at our house where you are. I married a Hawkeye and sometimes it gets difficult, but we meet in the middle.
Yeah. And
we're
a Cyclone family, but it's still, we're smart enough to know. I mean, I think we all are that you get to enjoy both of them. And Scott and I, we had our kids, or your son, my three sons all went to Dowling, but some of my, all three of my boys, some of their best friends were all Johnston kids. It was it was the baseball part of it that brought us all together. So that's always interesting and understandably so. And I know that's some of the fun part too. I know that Palmer Group does fun things on Fridays and you know that I love the work hard, play hard part of it. And it's unusual because you have to have your executive team buy into that. And I'm lucky enough to know enough of the executive team to know that it's got to be a lot of fun to work with them.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of parties around here, which is great. So any reason to celebrate, we're there for it. We also have events where we involve our clients so we can, you know, socially have some time to get to know our clients better and the hiring leaders around Des Moines, as well as doing, you know, having events and things for our candidates. Of course, COVID put, you know, a little bit of a halt on some of the in-person things, but we're getting back. We're getting back to having more opportunities for us to get together face-to-face. And we never miss a chance to plan a happy hour or a team lunch around here.
And that's the part. And I know that Andrew, he really enjoys that part. You got to hear the opening. I talk about Palmer Group all the time. Did I miss anything in that opening? Are there things I'm not giving enough credence to or power to?
No, I think that was great. Our a couple, I guess, of the newer services that we offer is our IT team is busy, just like everyone is. But we're growing in our managed services, which is a new kind of a new service offering for us. It's just a little bit different than a traditional staffing model where company needs to hire someone, we find the candidate. This would be hiring Palmer Group to actually run and manage a project. So that's kind of exciting. That's our managed services team. And then another service that we offer here at Palmer Group is outplacement. So if a company unfortunately does have to eliminate a position or downsize, one of the benefits that they can offer, you know, it's kind of part of a severance package, if you will, is job search benefits, and we can do that as well. So a couple other things we do.
That is awesome. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much.
Talking Palmer Group and love talking with you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
She's good.
Oh yeah, really good. You can just tell the voice, the pep in the step, if you will, that she enjoys her job.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports. We'll be right back.
Breeze, Iowa Sports, steam on sports. 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen here.
Scott here.
We are in the, what is it, Hire Now Iowa Studios or something like that.
Again, I would love to see it writing.
Yeah, there are studio. No, I don't know. We're going to have to get to the bottom of that. Now, we're never here early enough to get to the bottom of anything in here.
Now Hiring Iowa Studios.
Studio.
Okay.
And we're in Urbandale. Are we in Urbandale? Urbandale.
You got it.
You are listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Let's see here. We have Ravens and Buccaneers. The Panthers play Southern Illinois. 1 o'clock pregame, 2 o'clock game. You're going to get in on the Ole Miss Texas A&M game, and then Sunday is that day. You get Broncos Jags at 8 a.m. You get Cowboys Bears, 49ers Rams, Packers Bills, Bengals Browns. So let's talk about a couple of those NFL games, and then we'll save the last segment. We'll talk a little high school football. A couple of those games are kind of interesting. Let's start with the...
Let's start with tonight.
Yeah.
Your Ravens.
My Ravens. I would feel great tonight if this game was in Baltimore. Not that I think being in Tampa Bay is that big a deal.
Yeah, Tampa Bay is actually favored. That blows me away.
I can't believe they're favored as well. They have three of their four... corners are out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
One safety's out, one linebacker, three or four offensive linemen. Tom Brady doesn't have a lot of people to throw to, and that defense has to stop Lamar Jackson.
I agree.
I mean, if we weren't such a horrible fourth quarter team, and he is the all-time captain of coming back, I'd feel really good tonight.
I
would kick the under, though, because...
46 and a half?
Yeah, See, I think this is a close game that Tampa Bay could win or Baltimore could blow them away tonight.
Yeah,
because I don't think Tampa Bay.
I was advised by my middle son that said no matter what, take the Buccaneers just because Gary likes the Ravens, just to make it spicy. But I'm going to go Ravens on this one.
I think it makes it difficult.
It just seems like there's turmoil. I know. Yes, we're talking about his. It's already coming out that he is not going to retire. He doesn't care about the ultimatum of his wife and his kids. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not retiring next year. At the end of this year, I will. Blah, blah, blah. So he's drawing his line in the sand that football
She's
is
drawn,
his deal.
Yeah. And how much? I mean, that's a. Nobody knows. Nobody knows what anything is out in the open anymore. But neither one of them are going to have a hard time if they get divorced, finding somebody else to live and be with. But it just
you can't tell me, well, it's an elite level. He can shut it off and separate work and home. Well, no, you can't.
I think he can. But his problem is that he's always been used to his work to be regimented. And this is what we do, and this is how we do it, and that's it.
Sorry about that.
Little heads up, man. I could have hit that, but it wouldn't matter because it came all the way over here.
Tingling on my knees, man. I'm like, oh, that's a sneeze. Sorry so much.
And this goes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to me, are a perfect thing to my thesis of the National Football League. If you have talent and you go from an offensive coach to a defensive coach,
I've never heard this before.
You struggle, and Todd Bowles he doesn't want you to turn the ball over. He doesn't want you. You know, there's nothing they can do. There's not one. Tristan Wirfs is the only person on the offensive line that was supposed to be there. He has one wide receiver that's healthy. You know, people are picking up wide receivers all over the place, and Tampa Bay's not picking up any, so their general manager's not doing.
I think the fact Tom Brady's was it Jensen, his center?
Yeah.
Went down. That's huge, man.
Absolutely. And I
relate that back over to Iowa. I think the fact that Tyler Linderbaum was gone in Iowa,
it matters.
That's a cornerstone.
And it matters to the Ravens that he's with the Ravens because he sets the table every single play. Tom's not 35 anymore. He's 45.
Right.
And I mean, all that stuff matters. He's getting hit too much. He doesn't want to have a turnover from him getting hit with his arm or something. So he just goes down, and they're not a team that if they're third and 20 or third and 15, that they're going to make a bunch of those. So I'm not happy with my Ravens because we should almost be undefeated. If we play how we're supposed to play in the fourth quarter, we don't have a loss. And that's coaching too. And John Harbaugh is not a defensive guy. He's kind of the middle of the road guy. So I know it's the Ravens are getting healthy and the Buccaneers are getting unhealthy. The only good thing for them is they are in the worst division in the National Football League. It is.
Let me ask you a hard question.
Okay.
Because we're talking about Tom, talking about, yes, there's some weapons around him that aren't there, but he is getting older, if you will. I mean, we look back at the last few years of Brett Favre, the Minnesota years, the Jets years. Did he hold on too long? Because he didn't want to stop playing.
Right.
Was he effective? Was it the name got picked up here and there? Was it the Minnesota thing was to put butts in the seats to have, you know, to the proverbial finger in the air to do it. I mean, what was it? Joe Montana? Joe Montana held on a little too long too.
Yeah. But he didn't like the way he was getting sent out, you know, and Steve Young, you needed to play Steve Young.
So to look at Aaron Rodgers and to look at Tom Brady right now, are you starting to go, guys, holding on. Let's, you know, I mean, that gets into the talk of Aaron Rodgers. If they don't make it, okay, they're going to. But if they don't make it to the playoffs, does he say, okay, that's it. I'm moving on to my movie star wives and tea-laden life or whatever he's going to do, or does he not want to tarnish his legacy? Is Tom going to end up in, to jump over there, is Tom going to end up in San Francisco, you know, to be where he wants to be? I mean, are these guys holding on too long?
It's Yeah, and I think they're both really good at what they do, but they don't have that other gear anymore. You know, they have a gear that's better than, I mean, the two of those quarterbacks right there, talking about those two, they're still in the top 10 in this league in quarterbacking, but they need everybody. They need their offensive line to be there. They need people that can catch.
Yes, they need the protection, so, and they need their weapons.
They are 3-4. The Packers are. They have Buffalo. God bless them if they can beat Buffalo, but that could be really, really ugly.
Actually, I think that is the one game that they get their last burst of. The Green Bay beats them.
Oh, in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Ugh. I think they're going to hit him so many times. He's going to go, hey, Jordan, tag, you're it.
You know what? I'll bet you that doesn't happen.
Yeah, and then they get Detroit. It's at Detroit. I would say that's a win, but I also said at Washington should have been a win, and they didn't win that game.
Right.
Then they play Dallas at home. That's a game. That's not an easy game. Then they get Tennessee. Then they have to go to Philadelphia.
Not sure what I hit on my iPad, but I think I'm buying Miami Dolphin tickets right
there
now.
There you go.
They're actually fairly cheap against
the Lions.
They
have to go to Philadelphia. They have to go to Chicago. I don't know if I want to play Chicago either. They finally get their bye. Then they get the Rams. They're at Miami. They have Minnesota.
That's Christmas Day, bud.
And Detroit. So I can tell you right now, if they don't get better right away, that I think the Buffalo, that's a loss. There's another one. I think that Dallas game could be a loss. There's two. I think that Tennessee game could be a loss. There's three. At Philadelphia is definitely a loss. There's four. At Chicago, you get the Rams. I think that's a win. Miami, I think that's a loss. There's five. And then you got to beat Minnesota and Detroit. But that's five losses. That gets them to nine losses. You're not in the playoffs.
Yeah, no.
That
is a massive conversation that's going around on a lot of boards.
I did not know their schedule. I thought their schedule was easy, and it is not. I mean, Tampa Bay has, after Baltimore, they have the Rams. They have Seattle. They're at Cleveland. They have New Orleans. They're at San Francisco.
I agree.
And they got a bunch of games they could lose too.
Chicago is getting better. I still lean Green Bay.
Yes, but it's at Chicago. But if Justin Fields plays like he did against Tampa Bay and runs a little bit and they're actually going.
It's coming together.
Yeah, actually know what to do.
Coaching-wise, yeah. Yes.
I mean, it's pretty easy.
Right.
I'd watch Lamar Jackson and go, okay, we can do 75% of that because Justin Fields isn't 6'4". And built like a running back, but he still can do those things. He did some amazing things this past. I mean, that's a tough game. So this game tonight for Tampa Bay is huge. I mean, they need this win. Green Bay needs that win on Sunday. I can't see how, you know, maybe you catch, but here's the bad part too. Buffalo had their bye week, too, so everybody's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, they can just pin their ears back and rush. Oh, man. And then you have to go to Detroit and you get Dallas. See, these games, you know, when you were looking at it before that, before the Jets and the Commanders, right, before those two games, and one was at home. Well, if you throw the Giants in there, too. Giants were at home, the Jets were at home, and they went to Washington. On a normal day, those are three wins. And then you're going, okay, they've righted the ship. Now they have Buffalo, they have to go to Detroit, Dallas, Tennessee, and at Philadelphia, and at Chicago before they get a bye. And that's a team that needs a bye because they're hurting too.
Well, the Giants are 6-1 now, though. Yep. You thought, oh my gosh, I got beat by the Giants. But then it's like, oh, the Giants are, okay.
And the Jets are the same.
Right.
Right? So, I don't know. I think that's a tough game. For Tampa Bay tonight, if Baltimore plays the way that Baltimore should play, Baltimore should beat them easily tonight.
But I agree with you, but the three quarters of the Ravens is a great game if you're a Raven fan.
The
Tua game where he came four touchdowns, came back fourth quarter. I mean, I'm like, wow, that was really cool. But I'm thinking you have to be hypothetically pulling your hair out.
Yeah.
But it
that's what happened. Holy cow.
Yeah, let's go with that. But, so that game,
I think there's a better chance tonight that Tom Brady doesn't finish the game than there is for them winning the game.
I hate to say it. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's
and Aaron Rodgers doesn't have – the way he got beat up against the Commanders, I don't – how many more 5-6 sack games is he being able to take? And he's got no Alan Lazard. He's out. That doesn't – I mean, that's the one guy he trusts.
Not out. He's doubtful.
He can't lift his arm.
Okay, all right, fine.
What did he say? It's a crack? What's the crack something pop? Is what happened to his shoulder.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Snap, crackle, pop. He did the Rice Krispie thing. As only Allen can do. So, yeah, that's interesting. So if I'm betting, I'm hammering the under.
No, that's the Iowa State game. I'm supposed to hammer the under.
No, it was tonight's game. I thought it was tonight's game.
Okay. Well, so.
And he said he likes the Ravens and Mike Evans over on receiving yards.
He's just giving this stuff away. He should.
That's play. Yeah. That's. Oh no. That was me. No, I'm just kidding. Zach.
So. Yeah, it blows me away to look down at this and see that Tampa Bay is a 2.5 point favorite.
Yeah, they're the way they played. The way they played last weekend. The way they're when you look at the standings. Baltimore is, and I think this is worthy of looking at because there's so many teams in the league that are upside down. Baltimore scored 181 points. They've given up 161. Tampa Bay is, this is Tampa Bay, 124 and 124. So they're dead even. They're 3-4. And here's what the pundits say about Tampa Bay's defense. Because Tampa Bay's defense coming into this year, the two top defenses in the NFC were supposed to be Green Bay and Tampa Bay. And they say Tampa Bay has no patience. They're all over the place. They're Nate out there and...
Right.
He's like, this damn... And there's a flashy guy running. I'm going over, and...
Is that a raccoon? A porter? Yes, they're rabbit.
And... Yeah. They're undisciplined. You know what's really bad to be undisciplined? When you're getting ready to face Lamar Jackson. That's not a good person to be undisciplined about. And what Green Bay is, Green Bay's defense was their whole goal this year. Yes, we didn't go out and spend a lot of money on wide receivers. Nobody in the league spends a lot of money on wide receivers anymore.
Well,
except for the elite. And they're not going to Green Bay.
Yeah, if you made a pie graph of payroll in Green Bay,
it's all to go.
There's a really big pie for. I mean, it's
him
exactly. I mean,
him
got to maybe address.
So
if
I
you
think
want
that
to
they
win,
thought, okay,
or we'll, do you want to get paid?
Right, we'll bring Christian Watson along. We'll bring this guy along, Romeo Dobbs. We'll bring him along. We have Allen here. We have a couple of tight ends. I like Tonyan. I like all that. We got a couple of running backs. We're good there. And you know what? In the first six or seven games, our defense is going to carry us. And their defense has been horrible.
Right.
Not horrible as in, they're the worst defense in the league, but they're in the bottom half of defenses in the league, and they didn't think that was going to happen. Can you believe we have one segment left?
I know. I got some local stuff to talk about also.
Good. Perfect. We'll do local high school and local U. There we go.
There we go.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You've been listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Last segment. Be right back.
101.3 FM and 1700. The application process. 1700, The Champ. Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment on this Thursday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen here.
Scott here.
I've been here the whole time. It's been fun.
Yeah.
Want to thank Amy Vulcan-Luter for coming in. Banking and mortgage and banking, admin and customer service. She's the director. Been there for 16 years.
So she is, those are the specialties in her division,
yes,
of finding employment,
right,
or
so
employers.
She's working with mortgage banking companies.
Yes.
And yeah, yes.
That's her specialty.
Yeah, and mortgage banking, huge. Customer service, huge in this city. Once again, I want to thank sponsors of the show, Heritage Building Maintenance, Palmer Group, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, and Des Moines Orthopedic. Tomorrow, I have Maddie Nelson on tomorrow at 5. Zach Steenblock might be coming in tomorrow, but he hadn't said yet.
When's Schaefer on the horizon again?
Well, the baby's due. And so I'm not positive. So I'm like, well, hey.
We can do a remote from a ER.
There we go. We can celebrate that. okay. Two quick things.
Yeah.
Hot seats in the NFL. The over-under is two coaches being fired during the year. So are we halfway? I don't think we're halfway yet.
Right.
NFL football standings are 7, and we're playing 17, so we're not even close to being halfway yet.
Well, it's 18 weeks, yes.
So here is the list of ones that could be let go. Nathaniel Hackett, if they lose to Jacksonville over in London, he might not get to, unlike Urban Meyer, who just didn't fly home, he may not get the chance to fly home. Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona. Brandon Staley, who I think they should have got rid of a long time ago. Frank Wright in Indianapolis. Mike McCarthy in Dallas, which makes no sense to me whatsoever. Everybody wants them to fire him so they can hire Sean Payton. And I'm not saying I'm against that because Sean Payton has Dallas ties. If I gave you this choice.
He's the sexy coach.
If I gave you this choice of offensive coaches.
Yes.
Good. I mean, there's no doubt that Sean Payton is good. Sean Payton got burned out down in New Orleans and blah, blah, blah. And you could have the Chargers roster or you could have the Cowboys roster. Where are you going?
Do the owners stay in place?
The owners stay in place. I'm going to the Chargers.
I'm going to Chargers.
I am too because I don't want Jerry Jones taking responsibility for what I'm doing. The other one's Ron Rivera with the Commanders. They're not going to do anything. I think, right, this would be my sentiment right now with the Commanders. If Daniel Snyder wanted to fire somebody, I don't think he has the power to do it.
Right.
I think that if he went and said, I'm going to fire Ron Rivera, who's well respected. Is he a great football coach? No. But is he a great human? I think so, and everything. And Daniel Snyder is not. I don't even know if he's human. So,
I agree.
Sorry.
I agree.
But
I know where you're going.
I don't think the NFL would let him fire Daniel Snyder. I mean, would let them fire Ron Rivera.
Right.
This sounds bad, but he, you know, that's racial discrimination. And they have a case against him for a lot of other things. That's just adds to another part of that. So I don't know. What did you want to hit?
Well, it's actually something in our little group we were texting back and forth. Jethro's announcement. Right between the Master Builders Institute building, right between Wells Fargo and Buzzard Billy's, that's going to be the next location. Thumbs up?
Thumbs
excited
up.
About that?
Might happen to be right in our wheelhouse.
I thought so.
No,
as far as your real day job wheelhouse, yes.
Very excited. Not that I dislike Buzzard Billy's, because I do not. I love Buzzard Billy's.
Well,
it's hard that it's the only one.
Right, exactly. Because we've both tried to get in there before a hockey game or whatever. And it's,
now, the most important thing is that if Jethro's comes, and it's hard to do because the city goes round and round and round. Can we get a 2-4-story parking garage in that general area too? There's room to do it. It's just having people allow you to do it.
Right. We want to get bigger things, i.e., you know, continue to get the first round NCAA tournament, men's, women's, stuff like that. We do need to get a close.
How many seats did it say? Did it say 600 seats?
You know what? I don't know. Knowing that we are very frequent patrons of what they created down at the Southside one, that there is the dining room, there is the bar area, there is the patio, blah, blah, blah. And that you get into, they're going to do the same type of concept of there. So they've got outside seating, they've got bar area, they've got actual dining. But yeah, it's what, 7,000 square feet? I mean, it's
big.
It's going to be big. Well, it's a big building. But with that being said, we've heard
6,800 square feet.
Right. That they've been remodeling the Drake one. I mean, the original one. That's where I fell in love with them wings. I'm not going to lie.
I did
go
too.
Down there on a Saturday morning. But I just don't think.
There's not enough traffic.
There's not enough traffic, and I don't think the money to put into it, because there's no way you could get. I mean, they needed the space, so they kind of closed in the patio, if you will. There's no
old Pizza Hut, right? What? Isn't that what used to be there?
We're knocking on old Pizza Hut.
No, I'm just saying.
A lot of good memories out of Pizza Hut.
I had a lot of good memories there, but I think it was an old Pizza Hut.
Yes, it is exactly
yeah.
what it was.
Yeah.
But so yes, a little bit of a frown for losing the original Drake. But sounds like that's going to be a pretty big deal. So,
yeah,
like I said, we love the South Side one. I had the one out in Waukee. Was it Jambalaya or whatever?
Yeah,
I mean,
each
different one. It's not to
get
on
that one as well.
Promo about it, but it's cool to see that area have a little more stuff going on too.
22nd Street one's always nice to go to.
Oh, Bacon. Yeah.
Scotty
Peel, the manager, is a buddy of mine, so that's
always
fun.
It's always fun. Okay, so I have
high school football.
Class 5A starts Friday. Davenport West plays Dowling Catholic at Williams Stadium. Grandview's home field, East High's home field.
Yeah.
Waukee Northwest plays Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a closer game than. I like the way they did these pods too. My biggest gripe throughout the years were, why are you splitting up the east side and the west side so you get an east side west side championship
battle
game instead of getting the two best teams?
Right.
Because nothing, not taking away from the east side because they had some good teams, but you played your better game for Dowling in those 7 years. We played our better game on that Friday before than we did the Friday of the championship game.
Right.
On some cases. Ames plays Southeast Polk. Linmar Marion plays Cedar Rapids Prairie. Sioux City East plays at Ankeny. And Iowa City High plays at Johnston. Valley plays at Pleasant Valley. And Ankeny Centennial plays at Cedar Falls. And if you want to know some of the things about the pods, and I don't have the whole thing here, but Ankeny Centennial and Valley both got in with 5-4 records. And I think the reason that they got in with 5-4 records and some teams that were 6-3 did not is who Valley and Ankeny Centennial play during the year. And they finally took that into consideration.
The whole power ranking.
Yeah. I like that it changed a little bit. You still get this. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's still the same. I mean, you get the same amount of teams from each side. You just do it differently, and I don't have an issue with that. 4A, you have Cedar Rapids Washington plays Xavier. Indianola plays Bondurant Farrar for the second time. Bondurant Farrar has a young man who they let him carry the ball like 40 times a game. He's a ton of fun. People send me pictures of him running. He's a man amongst boys. Fort Madison plays Waverly Shellrock. Western Dubuque play North Scott. Lamar's plays Lewis Central. Glenwood plays Spencer. Webster City plays Iowa City Liberty. And Newton play Carlisle. And you're getting close. Iowa City Liberty is probably, this might be their last year they get to play in 4A. Waverly Shellrock actually dropped down to 4A. And it might be.
No.
I thought Waverly Shellrock.
No. When I was at Waverly, it was 3A.
3A, so they're 4A.
Okay.
But everybody was 4A. So, maybe you're right. I just thought Waverly Shellrock was 4A when Dowling was 4A.
Nope.
Maybe not.
Nope. Different.
Xavier has the, you know, Xavier's going to get the same thing that Dowling Catholic get. A lot of these, Dowling is in 5A because of the football acumen, not because of class size.
Right.
Because they'd be a very small. Oh,
it's the size of where they pull from. So it's why they're 5A.
Yeah. So some interesting games. I like the pod system. I think that's going to be better. I think it's going to get. I think you still have a chance to get the best game. But it's playoff football, which is kind of cool. And it's playoff football, and it's going to be nice for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
These first 2 weekends, from the weather that I've seen, is not typical. I mean, we've watched some football games at Williams Stadium when it was 28 degrees outside. That's not the most fun in the world.
Right.
Buddy, this has been the fastest 2 hours.
This was a blow by. Big day on Tuesday. Don't think I'm going to be here. I will let you know if I can get in for what it is, but transition of my workplace.
Congratulations to you.
You betcha.
Awesome. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Thanks, buddy.
You're my dude.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.